Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, January 14th, 2025 edition. Just monitoring during the break, these Democrats on this confirmation hearing with Pete Hegseth, the questions that they're asking him are just so over the top. It's unbelievable. And obviously, partisan all the way. The Democrats attacking him in their questions, then not giving him the ability to even answer. He tries to answer and they cut him off. I'm not hearing an answer to my question, so I'm moving on. And I got to give Pete credit, man. He's doing really, really well in just basically lambasting these Democrats for even asking the questions the way they're doing it. Believe me, you guys need to find this later today. Find it online somewhere and definitely check it out. These Democrats are so unbelievably over the top. It's amazing. One thing that is still lingering that will not go away is the Flint water situation. Former Lieutenant Governor Dick Possumus, also who was a key staffer for former Governor Rick Snyder, said it's time for the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, to stop hiding behind the cloak of lawsuits and release her department's report on her failed Flint water criminal prosecutions. In a year-end roundtable with reporters, Attorney General Dana Nessel said the report wasn't completed as her office waits to learn whether former special aide Richard Bard's civil lawsuits will be dismissed. They can answer the questions. There is no need to wait for the lawsuit they claim will be dismissed to answer relevant questions, Possumus wrote in a letter addressed to dear friends. If they are confident it will be dismissed, then why wait? Will their answers hurt their case? A late message seeking comment from the Attorney General's office was not even returned. Well, Possumus, in this letter, said that Attorney General Dana Nessel's indication the report would come by the end of 2024 were just words. Words that were for political gain and no other purpose. He said the political persecution damaged both the professional and personal lives of so many people in the past years. Again, going after Republicans, not going after Democrats. Well, in his letter, he goes on to say, we must heal, we must move on, we must do better. We cannot let the Attorney General and her staff continue to use her office as a political whipping tool to be used at her discretion. First of all, the cost is too high, both to her enemies and to the people she claims to be helping. The Attorney General's own Flint water prosecution team, led by former Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud and Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, dismissed the pending criminal cases back in June of 2019. fired the special prosecutor appointed by former Attorney General Bill Schuette and restarted the investigation all over again. Well, fast forward to January of 2021. 4 years ago, people, nine former state and city officials, including former Governor Rick Snyder, were indicted by this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, for their roles in the Flint water crisis. Ultimately, all the charges were dismissed after the Michigan Supreme Court held one judge grand jury could issue a warrant, but not an indictment. The Attorney General's office continued to fight, but eventually acknowledged the defeat. When did she acknowledge it? Halloween, October 31st of 2023. Well, Possumus expressed hope that now that the Republicans have the majority, will stem down the spiral of polarizing one-sided legislation that has been passed while the Democrats were in charge. Michigan will be best served by a bipartisan, solution-oriented legislature that moves bills through the House, through the Senate, sending them to the governor's office that will be beneficial to all Michigan residents, Possumus said. Brian Kelly, who served as Snyder's lieutenant governor at the time, said after reading the letter, the attorney general's use of state powers in the criminal code to settle political scores against political enemies would make Vladimir Putin proud. End quote, said Brian Kelly. Folks, you have to understand that this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, will stop at nothing to go after her political enemies. And it's obvious, very clear, that this is the way she's been operating ever since she took her oath of office. For example, another case, an Oakland County District Court judge yesterday held off making a decision on to whether to dismiss charges against Republican attorney Matt DiPernell and former state representative Dare Rendon, who are accused of tampering with voting equipment after the 2020 election. Judge Derek Meineke heard arguments yesterday on multiple defense motions, stating that the February 27th and February 28th preliminary examination will give him the opportunity to do the appropriate fact-finding before making any decisions, including whether to dismiss the special prosecutor appointed by who? Attorney General Dana Nessel. Now, why is this a double play? Why is this pertinent to Possumus' letter about the Attorney General going after our political enemies? Matt DiPernell ran against Dana Nessel for Attorney General. The judge said, I did not feel that there was something that was brought to this court's attention at this point in time that is so compelling that I need to act before witness one and the preliminary examination is carried out. Well, the defense attorneys for DiPernell and Rendon each sought dismissal of the charges, alleging that their clients, unduly possessed voting equipment, which they argued is not clearly defined in Michigan law. However, Dana Nessel's Assistant Attorney General Heather Blomquist from the Muskegon County Prosecutor's Office was assigned to the case and disagreed. Meineke, and this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Took under advisement Dare Rendon's request to dismiss on the basis that she is entitled to absolute immunity, which her attorney argued Rendon is entitled to because then sitting legislator, she could in fact conduct investigations related to legitimate legislative activity. It was an investigation that related to election integrity, Rendon's attorney said. This is clearly authorized by the Constitution for members of the legislature. A legislator has a duty to investigate to make sure that no wrongdoing occurred. So Dare Rendon's attorney is making the perfectly good argument. Excuse me. She's a sitting legislator. Under the Constitution of the state of Michigan, she was duly entitled to do whatever investigation she chose to do. And therefore, this case needs to be dismissed. Well, Bloomquist, the prosecutor from Muskegon, countered that Rendon's arguments were already rejected by the circuit court judge and her alleged conduct was not committed within the sphere of legislative activity. What? One circuit court judge, who probably is a very liberal progressive Democrat, ruled against her. Why? Because Dare Rendon is a conservative Republican, totally supportive of Donald Trump, and was wanting to get to the bottom as to what truly happened in the 2020 election. Well, both Rendon and DiPerno were indicted by a grand jury. Well, any grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. You don't even get to put up a defense. You don't even get to present witnesses. Grand juries are a joke. But now it's going to head to a preliminary examination, and it's going to happen next month, February 27th and 28th. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I'm excited to announce Bernadette Smith, our current GOP vice chair, as my co-chairman. Her energy and passion are truly inspiring.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to join forces as we work together to raise the funds our party needs to champion President Trump's MAGA agenda and to defeat the Democrats in 2026.
And together we will make Michigan great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap this up. During the break, again, watching the Democrat senators attack Pete Hegseth in his Senate confirmation hearings for Secretary of Defense is just so over the top, so partisan. This is just amazing. They make false statements and then say, you would agree with this, right? I mean, the guy is just, he's getting hammered every which way possible. And actually just sitting there and smirking and kind of almost laughing at these people now, which is actually ticking them off even more. The bottom line is, go through the hearings, have the vote. Elisa Slotkin is sitting on the end right near the camera, the newly elected senator from Michigan, with somewhat of an intelligence background, taking notes, getting text messages. I'm sure she will be coming up soon to ask questions. The senior chairman, Mr. Wicker, is the chair of this committee, and he's allowing Democrat, then Republican, flipping back and forth as to who gets to ask the next question. So now, after Senator Kaine, Tim Kaine, got done drilling and showboating, now it's going to a Republican who's actually probably going to give some questions to Pete to allow him to counter the attacks he just went through with Senator Kaine. It's actually pretty entertaining. And again, I highly recommend you find it and watch it later today when you get a chance. Last thing I want to mention today's show, Governor Whitmer yesterday signed two major economic development programs she called for in her State of the State remarks last year. Small dollar amounts, can't believe I'm saying this, only $60 million is going to be going into the Innovation Fund. This money is going to be assisting business startups, research and development via a tax credit program. Both of these tools will help us grow our economy, create good paying jobs, and make the future better, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Innovation Fund tackles a long-term issue that we've had in Michigan with growing high-tech and high-growth companies from the ground up. Again, investing in creating good-paying jobs. Right. $60 million going to companies, going to corporations, some of them not even from Michigan, where that money, I can almost guarantee, ends up back in Democrat candidate election campaign accounts. This is money laundering at its best. And I'm absolutely calling out Governor Gretchen Whitmer on it. And the new Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, with the Republican majority, when they pass this next budget, fiscal year 2026, I'm calling on you guys to eliminate the funding of all these funds that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has created. It's got to stop. In the conversation, it's got to stop. If she wants it in the budget, take it out. Don't pass it in the House. Send it to her without it. Let's see if she's willing to not sign the budget that the Republicans pass. It's that simple. Guys, you got to stay strong. Absolutely have got to stay strong. That's all I can say. Because if you don't put a stop to this insanity, she will continue to push it as much as she can, and you guys are going to be the gatekeeper of the money. Defund these funds in 2026 budget. You have to do it. It's that simple. You have to do it. We're going to follow up with Eric Nesbitt. We're going to reach out to him today, see if we can get him scheduled on the show. We're going to reach out to a few other folks, see if we can get them on the show this week as well. Because the 2026 election, folks, officially started, kicked off today. State Senator announcing, Republican announcing his run for governor, Senator Eric Nesbitt. I posted a video on my Twitter X account. If you'd like me to send it to you, text me Eric, either with an E or an A, the way he spells it, A-R-I-C, or Eric. Just text me Eric and I'll send you the video so you can watch his campaign ad he just released this morning, roughly at about 6:57 a.m. this morning. In the meantime, I'll continue to monitor the Senate confirmation hearings, and I'll give you a field report on it tomorrow's show. Greatly appreciate you guys. The few of you have texted me already today, your name, address, how many stickers you can put on your vehicles. Send me a text and I'll get them out to you in the mail today. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies, by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury.